Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Hey friends, Kristen here, and welcome to the month of October. This month, our podcast series is all about moving. And I'm really passionate about movement for many reasons. First, you know, it's just good for our bodies to move, right? So no matter what kind of movement it is, whether it's walking or running or Pilates or pickleball or even unloading your dishwasher, that is movement. And that's something that we should celebrate that our bodies are able to do, right? But I also love the word movement because I think of it as with the Restful Project, about us making movements with our habits and our actions, and we're moving from our head to our heart, and we're making space to prioritize what's important in our lives. And sometimes that means moving other things around or saying no to things. And we talked about that a lot last month with rest and learn and self-care and all that kind of stuff. So this month, we are focusing on movement and different components of it. I'm really excited for today's podcast. It's an interview that I did, not really an interview, it's more of a conversation that I had with myself. I guess that's kind of weird. But it was at Move 4 Pilates Studio in Dothan. It was for Move 4. I'm on staff there as an instructor, and I do a lot of client experience. And I'm really excited because I just became certified as a functional nutrition counselor. And so I'm starting to do nutrition at Move 4, and also just talking about it more in my own online space, which is at Kristen Price Nutrition. You can find that on Instagram and Facebook. And what I am excited about the functional approach to nutrition is it looks at your whole body and what's going on, but also it relates to nutrition. Not only is about what you eat, it's about what your body can absorb. And it's about combining nutrition with physical movement and with other habits of sleep or rest, and also, you know, your own wellness, your community. You know, what does your community look like? What do your relationships look like with one another, with yourself, with God? And so the functional approach is the whole body. It is truly thinking about how we see with Restful, about mind, body, and spirit. And so I'm fired up about nutrition and wellness and movement. And so today is a recording of a live that I shared at Move 4 Studio about nutrition, inflammation, and fatigue. I hope you enjoy it and stay tuned for many more. We've got some good guest interviews this month, and it's a lot of fun. So check it out. Make sure you save us to your podcast so you can see a new episode every week. Thanks, y'all. Hey, Move 4 fam, it's Kristen, and I just wanted to come live with you guys and share a little bit more about our wellness workshops. So many of you know we are going through a fall challenge here at Move 4. And wellness workshops are part of that challenge. So if you have not been able to attend a wellness workshop yet, but you would like to, this can count as one of your wellness workshops for the fall challenge. So all you have to do, we'd prefer for you to watch the whole thing if you can, and just leave a comment and share it. And then if you have any questions, you can DM us and we're happy to answer your questions. Now, I just got to lead a wellness workshop about nutrition, inflammation, and fatigue. So I thought I would quickly kind of summarize that for you guys tonight. We do have several more wellness workshops on the schedule. Hey, y'all, I'm doing this for you. And so we've got a few more on the schedule too. So be sure to check it out. You can look at our post to see all the upcoming wellness workshops. But today we're going to talk a little bit about nutrition, inflammation, and fatigue. And before we get started, I just want you to take a second and think about how your body feels. That's tough. I know it's the end of the day for many of us, and we're in the middle of getting ready for bedtime routines and getting ready for dinners and getting set for the next day. But I want you to take a moment and think about how you are feeling right now. Think about how you have felt throughout the day, throughout the week. Have you experienced anything like fatigue or inflammation? Have you felt like you have a sore throat or a runny nose? Are you itching? Do you feel like you have brain fog? Do you feel puffy? These are all things, you know, do your joints hurt? How are you feeling? How does your body feel? Do you feel stiff in one area? How does it feel when you use the bathroom? Are you using the bathroom regularly? Now, it's not something we all like to talk about, but those are things I want you to be thinking about right now. So take a second and think about how you feel. And I know for many of us, these symptoms, these things that we're feeling, we're like, oh my gosh, you know, take brain fog, for example, or low energy. And you just think, oh my goodness, I need something to help me with my energy levels. And so I know for that, you know, many of us, we will grab some caffeine. We'll grab, you know, some coffee or some Celsius or, some kind of energy drink to give us that shot, you know, of caffeine to keep us going, right? And I'm not saying like you can't have your coffee, so that's not what this is about. But I think sometimes we look for immediate things to help us with these symptoms, you know? And so what I want to talk about today is how these symptoms, I want you to think of a tree. So think of a tree and it's growing up, and a tree has its roots and it has its trunk and then it has its branches. And I want us to visually see these symptoms as branches that are on this tree. So while these symptoms are what's causing us flare-ups, maybe we're feeling like we're constantly sick. I know a lot of us have felt sick a lot lately. It's getting to be, you know, allergy season here in the South. And so we have sinuses, we're sneezing, coughing, all this stuff. But really what's going on is these are symptoms and these are part of the branches. But what I want us to talk about tonight is what's the root cause? What are the things that are happening inside of our body? What are those roots, those deep roots that are underneath the soil that we might not even really see? And so there's three roots and then there's many branches. And so what we're going to talk about tonight are these three roots. Don't you love my drawing? It's so good. But I think it gets the point across. So the three roots are genes, digestion, and inflammation. And what's interesting of how you can see these circles is they're all connected. So I think it's important for us to know that everything is connected, but we are all unique. So how our body processes things determines our own unique way of how we can use nutrition to help us with these symptoms that we might be experiencing. And there's this saying, you know, you are what you eat, but really you are what your body can process. And the way that we are designed is part of that journey of figuring out, well, what is the root cause of my symptoms and what can I do to help me stay healthy? So I think that's what we all want. That's what we all desire, right? We want to feel healthy. We want to feel energized. We want to feel like we can keep going and we're not sick all the time. And so that's where nutrition and supplements and things that we can do like rest and movement and sleep and our food, these things can really, and see it's four. Isn't that clever? We got our fours again here at Move 4. But these things can really help us on that journey to being healthy and feeling good about ourselves and just how our bodies feel, right? And so let's get back to these and let's kind of briefly talk about these. We can go into more detail one-on-one or at a later time, but basically a little summary of these, you know, our genes, this is how our body is comprised. And so when you think about your genes, there's all these little factors too that you have to think about, like what's your mindset? What kind of movement do you have throughout the day? What are the environmental factors surrounding you? Do you have a stressful job or home life or, you know, things like that can all play a part in how you're designed, your genetics, right? Mom and dad and that family history, that's all part of those genes. And then our digestion, I want you to think about your digestion tract of basically being like this donut inside, like the hole. And so this hole inside of your body. So we have all these other systems going on, but our digestion literally starts like when we smell something good, and that can satiate our senses to want to eat something, right? And then once we eat, it goes through our digestive tract, it runs through our tummy and then into our intestines. And sometimes our bodies, you know, they take all the good out and they take what they need to provide energy to those cells and to those mitochondria inside of our cells. But sometimes we are not what we eat, but we are what our body can process. Sometimes things get stuck and it can cause us to have issues with our gut. And gut health plays a really big key in how we feel overall. And a lot of these symptoms and things that we experience, it can actually relate to the health of our gut. So if we're feeding our gut with good bacteria and good probiotics and things that nutritionally will help our gut absorb what it needs and then be able to process and have the rest go out through our tract, that is really what's gonna help us maximize that energy. And so then that goes into, so we've talked about our genes, we talked about digestion, and then that leaves me with inflammation. And different things can cause inflammation. Again, we are all unique, but can you guess what some of the things are that might could cause us inflammation in our bodies? And when I talk about inflammation, I talk about swelling and puffiness, or you might see a rash. It can result in itching. You can see it on your skin. Sometimes acne is a source of inflammation. Eczema, you know, swelling, bloating, weight gain, the sore joints, all that kind of stuff. That could be a sign that you've got some inflammation in your body. And so some foods to, you know, as we're talking about inflammation, I've got this fun little handout at the studio, but if you could stop by, you can pick it up. And I've got more on my Instagram as well, but there's foods to avoid and then there's foods to enjoy. And basically, you know, before we even go into this segment, I wanted to really stress how we are all, it's a continual process. And, you know, sometimes it's a complete elimination depending on your body, but sometimes it's maybe an elimination for a season and then you see if your body can handle it again. And we go through these rhythms in our lifestyle, you know, rhythms of celebration. We go through rhythms where we're just, you know, I think we're all gonna be busy. You know, many of us are busy working mamas and women and people that are going and doing. And so we're on the go a lot, right? So I'm not trying to say don't live your life. That's not what I'm saying when it's foods to avoid or foods to enjoy. But when we think about inflammation, there's 4 to 5 like key groups that can sometimes trigger certain things with our gut health, and then it can trigger those branches that we talked about earlier. So some of these things, see if you can guess. You can leave me a comment if you can guess what the first one is. Can you guess? Anyone can leave me a comment. What is one food group that can cause inflammation? Okay, I see one request. Let's see what we've got. Let's see. Okay, so the first one is sugar. Yeah, I know. We all love our chocolate chip cookies. I'm not saying we gotta get rid of it completely. Sodium, that's good, Brooke. Gluten, yeah, that's right. Gluten, that's one too. Okay, what else do we have? Dairy. Oh, you are on a roll. Sugar. Ashby said sugar. Okay, so we've got sugar. We've got gluten, we've got dairy. Can we get another one? Can someone give me another one? Okay, I've got a request to join our video. Let's just try this. Let's go for it. Okay. If it works. Okay, no. Okay, cancel. We're going to keep going. Okay, so we've got sugar, we've got gluten, we've got dairy. Can anyone give me another one? Alcohol, that can be one. And then sometimes soy can be another. Thank you guys for participating. That was so fun. So these are some of the things that, again, when we're looking at foods to avoid, it might not always like sound fun, or it might, I don't want it to sound like eliminating in that kind of sense. But some of these things are, you know, refined carbs, processed foods, vegetable oils, foods with trans fat, processed meats, alcohol, soda, and other sugar sweetened drinks. So then foods to enjoy, foods that I think can give us energy, can make us feel full, it can help our body heal. Can anyone guess what some of these foods are? This is fun. It's like going back and forth. What are some great foods to nourish our body? And Jen and I talked about some of these in our last live. I'm going to give you a hint for the first one. Berries. Good job, Brooke. That's great. Yes, certain berries are fantastic. Can anyone give me another one? Leafy greens. You got it. Ding, ding, ding. It's awesome, y'all. I'm so proud of y'all. Protein, good grass-fed protein, that's another, that's fantastic. And then also really healthy fats. And so if we look at healthy fats, that's like olive oils, avocado oil, walnuts, that's a great source of fat. We kind of talked about that in our last one. Salmon, that's a great healthy fat. The leafy greens, the vegetables, nuts and seeds, avocados, green tea, red wine, dark chocolate, spices like turmeric and cinnamon and garlic. These are all things that's going to help feed the digestion. And it's where we start with what we're deciding to put in our body. It's going to feed our digestion tract, and then it's going to help our bodies eliminate some of that inflammation. And so this is just a quick guide to get us started when we want to talk about nutrition and inflammation and fatigue. But something that I've learned on my journey is, you know, fatigue, it is something that I'm going to experience. Like, I'm going to get tired, and it's okay. You know, I'm not supposed to be the Energizer Bunny all the time, but that's where the sleep comes in. That's where that rest comes in. It's where I set boundaries with my phone and my screen time. That can come in. But also the nutrients and the supplements that I have to keep me going throughout the day. The element that we have in the studio, that's a great source of, you know, electrolytes to help the system with that inflammation. That's fabulous. And then these oils and the fats and the food and knowing when to eat certain things and what to pair certain things with too is really cool as well. And so again, you aren't just what you eat, but you are what your body can process. And I think that's really important because we are all unique and individual and amazing people. And so how your body processes these foods can really help you with those energy levels. So as I mentioned before, this is just a brief summary. I know you guys are busy, so I'm not trying to take up too much of your time. But if you want to talk more, one of the other tasks that we have in our wellness workshops is to schedule a nutrition consult. And it's just 15 minutes. It can be over the phone or in person, or we can even talk via email if that's what works best for you. But you would schedule that with me. Part of my certification is to be a certified functional nutrition counselor. And so I'm really excited that I've gotten to get to the other side of all that schoolwork. And it's really a journey that I've been on personally, especially in my 30s. And I've been a young mom and working and all those kind of things. So I kind of did it first for myself and my family. And now I'm really excited to be able to share it with our Made For Studio friends and people who are watching here today. So you can schedule that whether you're a client here at Made For or not. But if you are going through our wellness challenge, that can count as one of your stars as well. So just again, leave us a DM or a comment and we can make sure that we schedule that. And then we're going to have opportunities for you just to like dig into things one-on-one. Thank you, friend. But things to dig in one-on-one to know what works for you and your body. And I just want to be your wellness cheerleader. And so any way that I can support you, whether it's through these lives or in-person encouragement, or if we work one-on-one, just know that that is an option and I'm happy to discuss more with you. Before we leave today, if you're part of our wellness challenge and you want to count this as one of your workshops, please just leave a comment and share, and then you can put your little star on when you come in the studio. So I'm missing my fun co-host today, but I hope you guys enjoyed this. Callan, thank you. Thank you for those sweet words. Thank y'all for popping in live tonight. I know this might just work better for you guys. So thank you so much. And I'm going to try to turn this off without it taking 5 minutes. So don't make fun of me if it takes a hot second. But we'll talk to you real soon. And thank you so much for joining us here at Move Forward. I love this community and this family. Y'all are awesome. So see you later. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about The Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is The Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.